talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chorus. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause the real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, this is RMF. We back for another dope show. Just chilling on another great afternoon. Waiting on my sister just to call in. I guess she hasn't called in yet. But anyway, we just chilling and just we're gonna continue on. We're gonna play a song by Peace Sinister. Keep it lit.
And it's making me sick. My mother, she got it, and my father, he got it. I ain't got none, but I'm about to get some. Got a phone call coming in, yeah, that's my girlfriend. Baby just got paid, tell me what the court say.
Go get her, go get her, she's a go get her, she's a go get her, 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 go get her, she's a go get her
nothing but the money in her hand. Favorite color green, if you know what I mean. She got a hairstyle like Nicki Minaj. And she wanna throw your hands up and say good law. She got a mouthpiece on her, and everybody wanna. Got a body like Aretha Franklin, have everybody thinking. I ain't got nothing but love and dedication. She a black woman, her mother of civilization. She's a go-getter, and ain't nothing wrong with her. I ain't never had to hit her, fool, I'm way much bigger. And can't nobody ever break us up. We go together like trees in the Swiss and roll it up. She's a go-getter, a go-go-getter. 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 She's a go-getter, a go-go-getter.
I'm a go-getter, a go-go-getter. Count the music diva, rep and go figure. The girl fly, a worldwide flow spitter. All the dudes want her, ladies want to roll with her. The ladies give it up, the fellas jock her on cue. Bossy and hella proper. So thick and fly like a helicopter. I'm making haters sick, go tell a doctor. I'm a go-getter, a go-go-getter. No coke sniffer, but I'll smoke with ya. Turn up, I'm down to party at night. The dress fits nice, my body is tight. I'm a diva, I'm a diva, it's obvious, right? And if you're broke, you can't copy this life. So it's like, you better pause first. There's only one thing you can call her.
Go-getter, a go-go-getter. She's a 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 go-getter, a go-go-getter. She's a
Sinister man, from Straight Up. I'm calling from San Francisco, California. Just got to hear my song. Oh yeah, it was nice to hear it on the radio.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into hip hop and everything. Just give us a little background.
Oh man, like I said, my name is Sinister Man. Started off back in the 80s. Used to flow with Cool Nut. My father was a rhythm and blues player, so I grew up in the music. So, you know, made a couple albums with my boy Tuesday and Be Love, Rest in Peace. And now I'm you know, I'm working with OMF, working with a couple other artists at CMT, D Rolling, Mr. Sack, and I'm just mainly mixing and working. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah. So tell us who influenced you in hip hop and everything. And who you influenced.
Oh man. Oh man, my influence is that man Rudy Ray Moore. You know, the first cast of hip hop. When I heard the message, man, I had to sit down and write. So I started writing, try to freestyle a little bit. I'm not a really a good freestyler, but I'm a writer. Man, I've been following hip hop since its conception, and it's kind of changed now with what it is.
Yeah, that's what the next thing I was going to ask you, what you think about hip hop. Where you see hip hop going in the next 5 to 10 years? Is this going to vanish, or is it going to come back to being what real hip hop was used to be, or what? Where you see hip hop going, man?
Oh man, I see I see that the OGs need to step up a little bit and start schooling the youngsters a little bit as far as you know, just basically sitting down and talking to them, and you know what I mean, and what not, to try to change some of the content, get it back to the original roots of hip hop, and you know, I feel if that's done, then everything will be all right, and we taking control over our craft.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, what you doing? Where you see your music is going, and what you gonna? Where you see your? See where you going as far as hip hop in the next 5 years, and as far as you, as far as what you gonna do with it.
Oh man, as far as me, man, I'm gonna keep on going. I got a couple albums in the works. Got a couple albums out now. You can Google that at Sinister Music, which is PSYNISTER. And you know, I'm mainly now producing and writing, and hopefully, I see myself you know, contributing to hip hop.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, I see you couldn't have said it much better, man. When you talk about telling yourself and letting people know who you are and everything about you, and there's pretty much thing that, yeah, just keeping hip hop alive. Yeah, that's my part.
That's
we
it.
Go back way back, man. When we did music, we did shows in Vegas, went all over the country with Get Money Tour. This stuff with Mac Maul, getting our music out there, man. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
there
look out
is,
for us.
There it
is. Yeah, we're working on this mixtape, and we're working on this CD coming out later this year. It's a long time coming, man. OMF Posse, that's the co-founder right there, OMF Posse. So when you're talking about where OMF come from, that's where we come from right there, from the beginning, man. Producer,
that's
right?
That's it.
That's
it. Shout out to Bruce at Data Stream, and shout out to TC at TC Productions. And you can check me out at Instagram.com/straightupmagazine1. And
Yeah, he got a lot of hats, man. Talking about talent. Hidden talent in San Francisco, that's what time it is. Yeah,
that's
man.
It.
We're going to play another one of your songs, and man, we're going to play. What's the other one we got over there? We got to Keep It Lit.
Keep It Lit.
Yeah.
Here it is. You guys tune in, man, and support the music, man. Shout out to hip hop.
Yep, real hip hop.
That's it.
Hey, Ed, can we play Keep It Lit?
Oh, my bad.
Like a sacrificial lamb, I ain't never been to heaven. I done walked the hardest streets and studied with the elite and met the damnest people. When I was trapped behind them four walls, you wonder why they die young, cause they ain't fighting for a cause. I live in the city, filled with liquor stores, porn shops, pawn shops, barbershops, and they gon' take everything you got. A closed mouth, don't get fed, don't say nothing, you wind up dead. Gunshots ring out every day where I stay. Now I'm shell-shot, hearing all these damn gunshots. Tell me what I gotta do. Matter of fact, don't tell me nothing, fool. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Keep it lit. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. They say God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. If the Bible's been tampered with, who you think's doing the plotting? I need some company. Why? Cause I'm in misery and ain't nobody helping me but the G.O.D. I try to stay afloat. My homie just had a stroke. I guess that's how it is when you out abusing dope. I wanna see what's coming.
Your boy's tired of running. Been smoking on these trees, trying to find the right woman. All it takes is one dummy, and man, the show is over. And all it takes is money to tell your woman to bend over. It's a mad world, but you can't hate the game. You don't see me now, but you go see me when I come again. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Keep it lit, somebody took my lighter and I only use it. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once.
I close my eyes to see visions about all the things I have written. Know everything that's been hidden. Nah, I'm just kidding, this fool asked me, OG, can you hook me up? I said, man, look at me, I'm on the back of the bus. But I'll be on that hurry up, put it in my pocket so I can be up out of here. See you fools in about a year, heaven is the state of mind. Well, hell, ain't too hard to find. You say I'm marked for death, but that don't sound too good. You can catch me in the hood, but I don't really think you should. When you see them hoodies, they gon' take all your goodies. It's sad to say he could've killed them, but I'm saying why should he? I was running packs, some fools can't fight without their gats. So
keep it lit. Ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Keep it lit, somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit, ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit, ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once. Keep it lit, ain't no more matches, this the last blunt. Somebody took my lighter and I only use it once.
Yeah, they said the Rebel Clinton rap.
Check out my music, cause I come back like that. James Brown, cause I come back and I clown. Check out my music, cause I come with the throwdown. Cause I'm coming back with the lyricals that you can't find. Check out my music, cause I come back with the rewind. Back in your dome, come back with the zone. Come back with the music that come back like the Terror Dome.
Terror Dome. Terror Dome. Terror Dome. Terror Dome.
Be back with my boy P. Sinister and RMF. And we keeping it lit up in this place. What's up, Pete?
Hello? Hope y'all like the lights of track there.
Yeah.
You know.
The bombs that's coming, man. They ain't gonna see this coming, man. They ain't see this coming.
That's it, that's it. We got some more projects coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so you wanna take callers?
Oh yeah, man. I take some callers.
Yeah, so can we take a caller?
267-406.
Peace, peace. How are you guys doing? My name is Tavon Johnson, but I go by Black Ice. I'm from Stamford, Delaware, but I operate out of Philadelphia. I'm an R&B soul singer. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. Fine, my brother. You're on the air with Peace Innocent and RMF, so tell us what's going on.
I'm all I can complain about, you know, cooking up for somebody. I just did an 8-hour session last night working with some people producing. But I produce, engineer, write, everything myself. I am the owner of Energy Records, so I work with a lot of artists.
Yeah.
But definitely, I just wanted to say, you know, well, who, now, P, who are you? I just now have gotten into the show, so I wasn't able to kind of get some background on who you are, but could I know who I'm speaking to, you two gentlemen? Shout out to you guys for allowing me to be on the platform.
Yeah, you talking to all Neff. I'm coming from Brooklyn, New York. I come from the beginnings of hip-hop, and I basically have a show about speaking on what you think hip-hop is and where you see hip-hop going, and giving young brothers a chance to get on there and promote their music and talk about whatever they want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, current events, what's going on in the world, you know what I'm saying, just trying to keep hip-hop alive.
Right.
There it is. Yeah, man. And I'm Sinister, man, from San Francisco, California. I produce, write, got an R&B and hip-hop magazine called Straight Up Magazine. And, okay. Yeah, man, I'm just keep it going. Got my publishing and everything.
Definitely, definitely. That's dope. That's dope. Well, I have a couple projects. Two of them have dropped. One of mine have dropped April the 18th, called Internal. The other one is called Oops, that dropped on 420. If you go on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, you can find me at all capital letters Black Ice. Black Ice is spelled I.C.E. I actually just released something a couple of days ago. It was supposed to be for a project, but I don't know what's going on with the situation. It's called Soul. If I may, could I like play just the hook and a piece of the verse for you?
Oh, that's cool, man.
That's cool, man.
So, you know, just so you know, and just send a keep in tune and hit me up on OMF Posse on Facebook, on Instagram, and Twitter. And you know, we have an interview there. More on it.
Already. Okay. Would you say what Instagram is?
Say again.
What did you say on Instagram is, sir?
It's all on that podcast.
All on Instagram.
Instagram. And Facebook.
Alrighty. Thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
Sinister music.
That's PSY, and I Music. Okay. Just Googling
everything
will pop up. Definitely. I appreciate you guys for having me to be on the platform, man. Thank you, Blackout Radio, for letting me come in. I'm definitely going to shoot some music over to you guys. A lot of good stuff in the works.
Okay.
Keep us in tune.
Definitely.
Out. All right. Thank you, man. Thanks for supporting the show. Here we go to the next caller.
209-915.
What's good? It's your boy Nia Rich. I'm 13 years old, and I'm from Stockton, California.
What's up? We got the Bay Area in the house. You got from San Francisco. You got all enough from San Francisco. We got the Bay Area representing. What's up? Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, my name is Mia Ridge. I'm 13. I'm from Stockton, California. I like to rap. And yeah.
Well, I know you done hit me up. I done hit you up on Facebook already, on Instagram already. So already you done sent me your song and everything. We're gonna play your song later on. But we're gonna set up a time for you to come on and interview on the show so you can talk a little bit longer. But give us a little background on you and how you got into hip hop. And who's your influences in hip hop?
Well, so how it all started was my dad. He raps, right? And so I used to watch him every day rap. And then I was like, Dad, I want to be a rapper too. And then he just ended up giving me the name Mia Rich. And so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, do you freestyle or do you like to write your lyrics?
Yeah, I write my lyrics.
Okay, you're right. Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah.
So tell us where you can find you and everything, and where we can find you on your social media and everything.
Well, y'all can find me on Instagram at Mirich, MEIRRICH, and on Twitter you can find me at Mirich1, MEIRRICH_1. And then on TikTok, you can find me at Mir Rich, MEIRRICH, _ so not Mir, you know.
Definitely.
And yeah, also,
definitely. I'm going to check you out.
All right. But I also wanted to come on here and say that Black Boy Joy is on all digital platforms. Y'all can go check that up. Run up the views. It's gonna be lit. I got a video shoot coming up on May 23rd. It's gonna be lit. I need everybody to come out. All the dope male dancers. I need y'all. Yeah.
Yeah, you know that's right. You keep on keeping the barrier alive. We need to, cause we're ghost town out here, so we need some barrier talent to come out. So I love that you're out there in Stockton doing your thing. And keep sending your music to our show. We're going to play your music and stuff and everything. Keep doing your thing.
All right.
Thanks for supporting the show.
All right, peace. Peace.
All right, peace.
Peace. Can we take another caller?
646-673. Yo, what's up? This is SX Sean Feld. I'm walking out here in Central Park. It's beautiful out here in New York City. How y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, New York?
Good. Yeah, it's a little peaceful out here in Central Park. I walk around here, get a little fresh of mind with some people out here, and it's real nice. Sunny 71 degrees out here in New York City. So we're slowly recovering from the coronavirus, but I want to give a shout out to Swiss Beach. Check him out on social media. He's talking about taxing the new school and giving $1 million each to the pioneers of hip hop. He's talking about cats like Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa. Okay. Check that out. And a shout out to Swiss Beach. He respects the history of the hip hop culture. You know what I'm saying? So why not? Let's get these new cats, tax them, and let's give $1 million each to the hip hop icons like Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, the ones that put the hip hop on the map. You know what I mean?
Say it again.
That's it.
Say it again.
Yeah, I'm going to say it again. $1 million each to the pioneers that started this hip-hop game, cats like Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, and Melly Mel. Because we all know back then, it started at 1520 Cedric Avenue, my old neighborhood. If it wasn't for Kool Herc and 1520 Cedric, it wouldn't be no hip-hop. You feel me?
That's it.
History.
They don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know. Now you see I used to educate my young brother right here. He didn't believe me, but you hear him coming out of somebody else's mouth. Listen, I'm gonna put a picture tonight
on my Instagram of 1520 Cedric, gives you the history of the birthplace of hip hop. But like I said, look up Swiss Beats talking about that. He's trying to give the pioneers their respected due. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They should have got their 10%.
10%,
right. They could never repay them, brothers. That was saying that million ain't, that still ain't enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
you
sir.
Talk about they made millions off of us.
That's
they
right.
Millions, they could never repay us. You know what
I'm
saying?
Sir.
That million dollars ain't really nothing. That's like saying, okay, we're going to pay you off to be quiet. That's like hush money, man.
Right.
That's how I feel, man, because they could never pay up Melly Mel and Cass and all of them and Ben Bobby and Kool Herc and Grandmaster Flash and stuff.
Yes, sir.
They can never repay the founders of hip-hop. They can never.
That's it.
Yes, sir. I also want to give a quick shout-out to my PR, DJ K. Nikki, who helps me with SX Energy Drink. And shout-out to my model of the month, Adrian J., the lovely Asian model. You check out her pictures on social media. And before I get off, I'm telling everybody, if you want to contact me to buy SX Energy Drink, check me out on YouTube, Sean Feld, SX Promotions. You call number 1-800-235-6500. Again, number is 1-800-235-6500. 12 is in a case for $29.30, and please use your debit or credit card to buy SX Energy Drink. You heard?
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir. I'm going to join the Central Park. Wherever y'all be safe, NYC. Y'all take care now.
All right, peace. You too, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
All right.
Yeah, okay, we get another call on it.
443-527.
Hey, it's your girl, Royal Quest Keisha.
Hey, what's
okay,
up?
How you doing, Keisha?
I'm doing fine, y'all.
We just over here. I got my wife, Peace Innocent, my partner in crime from the OMF posse on here. and we just chilling. Tell us what's going on with you over there in Baltimore.
Yeah, well, we're just chilling as well, you know, getting ready for our show tomorrow. You know, that's basically about it. Planning some things. Look like, you know, we may be opening up in different stages, so.
That's it.
Yeah, it seemed like, yeah, they're opening a lot. They're opening a lot of things. A lot of things are going on in America. You know what I'm saying? That's
right.
Not really going. I like to speak on that. That brother that was killed, you know what I'm saying, just for jogging, you know what I'm saying, was killed and just hunting it down and killed, you know what I'm saying? What's really going on? You know what I'm saying? So that's some stuff that I like to sit up there and I like to think about what's going on, mm-hmm. what's going on in America, still going on, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is sad, you know. But I'm kind of, the video is very shocking, you know, but I'm kind of glad that it did come out, you know, because without that video, the narrative would have, you know, oh, he could have been doing something. You know, that narrative would have always been out there, but now there's no second guessing. He wasn't doing anything, you know. He was being pursued, so... I'm just, you know, hoping and praying for his family. I hope that, you know, these murderers do get, you know, we finally get some justice. They finally will go to jail and have long sentences.
That reminds me of Rodney King. They had a video on him, too.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It took them that long to put them people in jail, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it was on video, and it took them that long to get some justice finally and to lock them up finally. What took them so long? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we know what took them, what the holdup was, you know, with the different prosecutors, you know, recusing themselves because they knew them, and it's a lot of craziness going on, you know. But like I said, I just hope that his family can finally, you know, get some justice. It won't bring him back, but you know, hopefully his mother will find some peace.
Yeah, they talking about taking to make him to a federal and tell him the federal hate crime thing too.
Yes, hopefully they will be charged with a federal hate crime. Hopefully they'll be prosecuted.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll be prosecuted with the state and the federal government. But
yep. So that's the next step. Yeah, but that's it. Otherwise than that, so you got any events? Well, I know the coronavirus put a hold on everything.
Yeah,
no concerts and
that has definitely put a hold on some things that we had planned for this summer, you know. But I mean, it's just about, you know, being safe, and we understand that. But you know, it's always next summer, and you know, hopefully the fall we'll be able to, you know, get some things up and going. Because yes, we definitely do, you know, miss doing our events and things. You know, but as far as this, you know, show tomorrow, if people want to call in, you know, promote live on air like you do today, you can, you know, hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha on Facebook, OENT Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush Takeover Radio on IG. And also I have Royal Crush ENT on IG.
Yeah, thanks,
okay.
Royal Crush. And I'm going to check out, I'll talk to you tomorrow in the show. You know what I'm saying? So that's keeping Blackout Radio alive, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the best family, and, you know, thanks for supporting the show and always supporting OMS and, you know, keeping the dream alive, you know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You are so welcome. You know, you came here and supported us, so we have to, you know, return the favor and support you as well.
Well, thank you so much. I can't say enough. Thank you and Blackout Radio for supporting OMF. You know what I'm saying? So, thank you for supporting the show. And you have a good day. Rest of the day.
Yep, y'all have a good day as well, and y'all be safe out there.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
You got another caller?
978-891.
Hi, family. This is Ann Jules calling up on Blackout Radio to show my support for y'all. How's it going?
It's okay. How's everything with you?
Everything. That's my good home girl. Big supporter of Blackout Radio. Big supporter of OMF. So tell us what's going on.
Most definitely. I'm out here chilling with y'all, Earthlyn J. Listen to the show. Thank you to Black Tear and to you guys for having me here. And shout out to Royal Crush Kisa, who just called, who was on the air over at Royal Crush Takeover, and to LeVar Hayes, and to everybody associated here on Blackout Radio. I've been doing this show since he started out in 2015, and I love calling up and showing my support. So thank you all for everything you do for us artists out here and letting us call and promote. But, yeah, I understand what's going on. And, man, you know, I may be Ann Jules and presenting the positive in life. And, you know, my band's name is Ageless Angels. But I'll tell you one thing. Nothing pisses me off more. I go from halo to horns when I see injustice like that. So, yeah, it's messed up. That those people were actually just walking free for all that time. And I have a lot of brown earthling friends out there that I have actually been with when stuff was going down, and I had to represent the truth and tell the popo where to stick it, you know.
That's right.
In defense of people that are oppressed, and it's not right, and I see it, and it pisses me off, which is why I joined the Crip Hop Nation worldwide. So shout out to my family, Leroy Moore and DJ Jesse Quad, Keith Jones, and we just lost one of our cornerstones. We represent the disabled, deaf, sick, elderly, blind, and the poor. Because 99% of the people that are shot by police are black men that are usually deaf and told, you know, to stop. And when they don't stop because they don't hear them, then they're shot. And so it burns my core, the injustice, and it makes me do what I got to do to help bring out justice for that and stop the oppression and at least make more people aware of what the F is going on and how people are represented and treated in this world and do something about it. But we are very sad over here at Ageless Angels and Crip Hop Nation because we just lost a cornerstone, Rob Denoy's Temple. So shout out to Sugar Hill Gang, to the Mozzie B Project, to Solid Noise, to the Temple Dynasty. We lost Margaret Conway Temple at the beginning of April, and then a week later, Judy Smith Temple died, and then Rob Denoy's Temple, who was part of my band with John Earthling J. We're just getting ready to release Deja Vu for You, which we are going to do because Rob Denoy's Temple wrote that, and he's part of Sugar Hill Gang. So we want to lift them up. You know, there's a lot of people that aren't making it through this, and so we got to help each other and pray for each other and help each other rise and help each other stay safe. So many blessings to you kings out there and all the queens listening, all the artists listening and all the listeners. Stay safe. Love yourself. You know, do your thing. Keep rising and believing in yourself and the Most High. And that's all I can say. Thank you so much, you guys.
No, thank you.
Okay.
No, thank you. We lost another pioneer, too. We lost Andre Harrell from Uptown Records.
Oh, yeah, Andre Harrell.
Getting a helicopter, and Miss Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You know, so we lost a lot of people in hip-hop, too, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes, Andre Harrell.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're talking about the founding fathers of hip-hop, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
Puff Daddy. You know, Mary J.
Oh, Lodge, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Jodeci, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Eddie D. You know, we lost a lot of pioneers to hip hop recently. Little Richard, you know what I'm saying? Rest
Little
in peace.
Richard, yeah.
You know, we lost Betty Wright, you know, just recently. You know what I'm saying? It always come in threes, too. You know how you know it's how we lose a lot of people in threes. And, like, you know, man, and, you know, so we lost a lot of people, all the pioneers, and we got to have, that's why I thank God for you and Sugar Hill Gang. We lost Big Bang Hank from Sugar Hill Gang, too. We forget about him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Without them, there wouldn't be no hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Hill Gang.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Beginning
right.
of hip-hop. You know, so shout-out to keeping the hip-hop alive, keeping our founders of hip-hop alive, you know what I'm saying? Because without them, there wouldn't be no hip-hop. So this is what I'm saying. So I thank God for you and your music and everything. You know,
thank you for supporting me.
You know what I'm saying? Cool. Tell everybody where we can find you and everything before you go and everything and your social media things and everything before you go.
Most definitely. Shout out to George Kerr from Motown. He worked with Betty Wright. I just want to give him a shout out to him and his wife and his family. But yeah, you can find me and Jay Ageless Angels Music on all the platforms. And then on AgelessAngelsMusic.com. We have some merchandise and videos and some cool stuff you can check out. Yeah, thank you so much, you guys. You take care. Salute. Mad respect and keep hip hop alive. The old school way, you know? Not this twisted stuff that happened.
Say it again. Yeah, you know what time it is. We're going to keep it alive and kick it for
Yo,
sure.
Yo, definitely.
As I'm in there's a track called The Forgotten Ones, and the people in there are rapping about the whack rappers, so yeah.
Right. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hip hop is going to come back. You know, we're bringing it back.
Exactly. Old school, classic. Shout out to Curtis Blow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And Dougie Fresh and his nephew.
We got Slick Rick, too.
Yep. Most definitely.
Uh-oh.
All right,
Uh-oh.
You guys take care. I think Wonder
Uh-oh.
Mike just had a birthday, too.
Yeah.
So I got
to
give a shout out to
Wonder
him.
Mike and...
I'm,
yeah,
on an
Wonder
album.
Mike.
I'm on an album with him and Rob, and that's our 10th anniversary CD with the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, so check that out. But you guys take care, be safe, and peace. Salute.
Salute.
And Jules, fan for you for life.
For real. Take care.
Peace.
Yeah, we got another caller.
919-417.
What's up, Blackout Rick Jones?
Where you calling from?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Carolina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Tupac Tina with Blackout Radio Show, the Spoken NT Radio Show. I'll be on air Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Y'all can check me out. And I appreciate Blackout Radio Show for letting me promote and stuff, calling and stuff. How y'all doing today?
Okay.
We doing
okay.
Good. We staying out of the stand in the house with the coronavirus and everything. And supporting each other on Blackout Radio. So I'd like to welcome you to Blackout Radio, family and everything. You know, checked out your show already. So, you know what I'm saying? So, so tell us a little bit about your show and everything. How you got into the music and got into radio and everything. Give us a little background.
When I was younger, I used to like to play in the streets, sing Usher and the Thousands and stuff, and all the old school R&B artists. And I made up my first rhyme in the middle of the street in elementary school, and then my dad made my first CD single. too young for love, and then I've been into music and writing ever since then. And I got into the radio a couple of years ago when Run Crush Takeover was on air and they started playing my music. And
well,
I've been doing music. I record myself sometimes, but I used to go to the studio all the time, but I haven't been in a while because I don't know, but I'm start going back. I just been trying to do it by myself.
Okay.
So what do you think about hip-hop and where you see hip-hop going in the next 5 years?
I love hip-hop. I see it going. I see some hip-hop artists that can go back in the day ways, and some people just need to work on their little ratchet, But some people got the intelligence to make the old school hip-hop come back to the hip-hop that it's been, like the groove music.
That's right.
But you know what? I never really want you to go back to where the hip hop used to be.
No, it's gonna be greater.
We wanted y'all to involve hip hop, but never forget about the rules of hip hop. That was the whole thing. We never wanted you to keep on being Melly Mel. We never wanted you to keep on being LL Cool J. We never wanted you to be Public Enemy. We wanted you to have But remember the rules. You had to have rap flow, rap skills, and rap talent to make hip hop.
Yes.
These rules have never changed.
Yeah.
You understand? That's all that was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The evolution in hip hop. Bring something new to the table.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't sound like each other. Don't disrespect your art form. Don't disrespect yourself. Don't respect your people. I'm saying that's the way. Hip hop was never about those things.
No.
See, we shouldn't negotiate none of those things. We need to know. We can't. We need to speak up and say no. That's not unacceptable. Don't make hip hop if you're gonna do those things. You shouldn't be in the category of hip hop if you it is. You want to do that? You go off and be pop music because that's what it is. Cause that's what they do in pop music. Anything goes over there.
Yeah. I understand that completely.
You know what I'm saying? But thank you for calling in and supporting the show. We definitely going to support your show. And welcome to the hip-hop family. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're going to support the show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. We're going to tune in.
Okay. All right. Thank you for letting me call in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. All right.
You too.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
We got time for another caller?
810-835.
Yo, yo, yo. What's the deal? It's Khalid 810 from Flint, Michigan. What's the deal, old man?
Okay, what's up with you?
Y'all all right? Y'all doing good on this beautiful day?
What's up, my brother? My hip-hop partner.
Oh yeah, you know, I was listening to you talk. I'm like, man, I love that. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about the real culture, you don't even need to be in hip hop. And I say that. Go do some pop music. Hip hop is for that real culture. You need to spit something. You know what I'm saying? Like I be telling everybody, man, you can only get a platform to speak and say things. What you want to be remembered for? You know what I'm saying? Pills and lean. Or you want to be remembered for something memorable? What are you doing it for? What are you in this for? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what I ask people. What are you really in this for? Because most of them just in it to make money, and that's the wrong reason to be in hip hop to me. I mean, that's what you do, son. Get your money, blah blah blah. But if you got to sell your soul, I mean, is it worth it at the end? You know what I mean? For real.
Somebody
you
had
got a choice.
Somebody had to sell their soul to teach them young people to do it, though. Yeah,
they selling their soul every day.
You know what I'm saying? Before, you know what I'm saying? Somebody had to teach them. So this
man,
stuff, we have to go back and look how it happened. Because there's so many people that lost soul their soul that before them,
yeah.
Because they didn't teach them.
But
so
you
know,
look. But you got to break the cycle at one point, right? Somebody got to.
You know what I'm saying? But you got to remember that. Because they the ones that's supporting that shit, too.
Well, yeah.
Because they're supporting that bullshit, too. You understand?
They got to keep it coming. They got to keep it coming to keep us oppressed. See, it's a couple of niggas making money, but the people following them, it's where the real action's happening. You know what I'm saying? That's where the real action's happening in the streets. You know what I mean? Everything on TV ain't what everything is. Half these niggas ain't gangsters. That's why a lot of these young brothers get killed because they ain't about the gang life. Don't even know about the gang life. I've been all over. I've been to New York. I've been to Cali. I've been with 60s. I've been with niggas in the jungle. I've been with vice lords. I've been with brothers. I've been with Four Corner Hustle. I know what the gang life. That's why I don't talk about it. It ain't nothing to talk about. when I go to Chicago, I don't wear no hat. When I go to California, I know to wear what colors, what not to wear. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you gotta respect that. That's real for them. It ain't about glorifying it when you on the outside. Cause the real niggas ain't trying to glorify it. They trying to hide from the laws. The real brothers. You know what I'm saying? Man, you know they gonna gang bang in their hood and shit. When 50s coming and they got them straps, they finna move to the side. And they gonna be like, hey, police, come arrest us. You know, and that's basically what new hip hop is doing. You know, it's telling people to be stupid. And I don't like that. You know. Right now, one of the biggest artists in the world is 6ix9ine. Well, what kind of garbage is this?
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of garbage is this? You know what I'm saying?
Man,
he needs a dog. He was supposed to get out, hide up under the rock. We weren't supposed to hear from him ever again.
And just stay up under there. Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be in witness protection. How are you in witness protection, but you on Instagram Live every other day?
Right.
Come
right.
On, man.
Power that B is pushing it for him.
Make it make us, because you know what? Ain't nobody at the record label going to get killed. 6ix9ine is the only person when
right.
It come for him and it happened, he the only, they don't care. Get the money for us, homie, until you gone. And then guess what? When you die, we going to make even more.
Make even more.
So you, so you know, it ain't worth it, man. That's why I love hip-hop for what it is, man, the culture. I love, you know, the reach, each teach. You know what I'm saying? I love, you know, being a street reporter. I mean, I talk about what's in the streets. I don't glamorize it. I've been in it. Ain't nothing to glamorize. It's always a bad ending. You know what I'm saying? You got by maybe 1% that really made it out with no scathes and nothing. Maybe. But the average motherfucker, they ain't got something. They ain't got something. I done got a bullet. Me, myself, I done got shot. I done got robbed. All that. I done did that. I done did other things. I ain't going to talk about it. But, I mean, in that, and I looked at myself like, what am I doing? I had to go to jail for 40 days and 40 nights. Sat down to ask myself, what was I doing? I had to talk to God. You know what I'm saying? Why am I in the hood mad at everybody that look like me?
That's it. God gave everybody a challenge, man. Man, they got to reach down and grab that challenge and use it.
You know, and he gave me the ability to speak. And people, you know, when I speak, people listen. So I had to take that into consideration. Even in jail, people was listening. You know, I was a young buck. You know what I mean? They lifers or coming back and, you know, and we hollering. They talking like, yeah, all right. You got a good head on you, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like to hear. And that's what I try to push in my music. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we gonna keep hip-hop going as long as we can, OML, for real. Real lyrics, you know, real situations, you know. Let's make a blueprint to get us up out of this type of, you know what I'm saying? Who gonna make that blueprint? You know, who gonna make the blueprint to say love thy brother instead of I got a 100-round drum for any nigga to come around me? Huh?
Oh,
when that's gonna happen?
That's real.
So, you know,
that's keeping it real, man. I'd like to thank you, Carlito. That's my brother.
For sure.
You know, we all know. But everybody got to remember, you got to know the hip-hop rules, man, and that's the only way your art form is going to keep alive, man. As long as you know
only
the
way,
rules,
man.
In the hip-hop, and once you break those rules, you know you're not hip-hop. That's the way we're going at it. That's our revolution.
essence of the culture.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Real talk.
Yeah, so tell us real quick where they can find you on your social media platforms and everything before we go.
Carlito 810 everywhere. If you go on Spotify, I got an album out called Def OJ. I just checked it today. On Spotify, hit 135,000 streams, straight independent, all me. I ain't got no company behind me. This is me. This is what I do. Feel what I'm saying? My single, Coquito, got 65,000 streams by itself. You know what I'm saying? I got another album on there called Born Identity. It was on, and then we took it off and brought it back because they got a new album coming out called Born Ultimatum. Will be coming out in like probably like a month. So look up Def OJ, D-E-F OJ, and also Carlito 810, anywhere, everywhere, I'm there. Holler at your boy.
Yeah, so thank you, Carlito, for supporting the show, man. And we're going to hit you up on Facebook and everything. And we're going to keep in contact.
Yeah, word up.
Man. Thank you for supporting the show, man.
And Facebook is Carlos Carlito Johnson. Carlos Carlito Johnson. On Facebook.
Okay.
But if you look up Carlito 810, all that shit gonna come up anyway. So, for sure.
All right, my brother.
And y'all have,
thank you, my
y'all
brother.
Have a good night, man. See you next week.
Okay.
One.
Peace.
Yeah, so, we're gonna leave you with Pete Sinister and OMF. We out. Thank y'all for supporting all the colors that supported the show. You know, say shout out to a whole hip hop nation, Blackout Radio. Peace. So you want to say any final shots before we go?
Oh yeah, man! Shout out to CMG, Rolling Mr. Sack, and peace.
Yeah, so
that's
shout out. Talk to y'all next Wednesday, same time, same station. We out.
Hip hop, they talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They so yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They soul out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Kool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and selling to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause real OGs ain't bitter.
Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they